within the complexity of dual language development, there's been a basic distinction made between simultaneous acquisition and sequential acquisition. Simultaneous acquisition is meant to identify those children who grow up with two languages or more than two languages from birth or relatively early within the infant-toddler period. Sequential acquisition means that the second language is introduced somewhere on or after the child's third birthday. The home language of the family is the language that the child learns for the first several years of life, and then the child is exposed to English when they go to preschool or kindergarten. To my knowledge, there's no empirical basis for saying that three is the cutoff point for identifying sequential learners. The common sense sort of thinking behind the terminology is that by the age of three, typically developing children have mastered the basics of pronunciation and grammar and have proceeded to acquire vocabulary and are moving in the direction of speaking in sentences. Acquiring a second language on or after that point puts the child in a different place than from acquiring two languages during infancy. There are some very key differences between children growing up with one language and children growing up with more than one language. Children who grow up with one language, there's a lot of complexity. There's phonological development, there's morphemes, there's grammar, there's vocabulary, there's pragmatics. There's typical, there's atypical. Dual language development offers even more complexity because there are variables that are unique to dual language learners that don't really exist for children who are monolinguals. For example, a child who's 4 years old may acquire some information, some knowledge, some skills in one of their languages, but not in the other. If the child is spending time with grandmother on the weekends and baking bread, they may have well-developed mathematics skills. They may understand the concept of a half or a third and be able to express that in one of their languages, but not be able to express those ideas in English.